That is Stevie Wonder House Band here at the Mostly True Radio Show, and this is your congenital host, Chris. Like a wart. Yes. And joining me today is a co-host that will not tell me their name. Don't know why she or her or it is just really weird. So you can talk though, right?
I have a desire to remain anonymous.
Anonymous. Everybody know me.
Everybody knows who I am.
It's Dolly Parton.
I don't need that out in the community. You know what I'm saying?
So how you been, anonymous person?
Well, I've been great. It's a great summer. It's warm. You know.
Finally.
I got my shorts on.
Ooh. Short shorts.
Love a pair of shorts.
Get with your, what was it? Girls wear shorts. That old commercial for Nair. Remember Nair for hair removal? You'd spray it on and take all your hair off.
How well did it work? Did you love the stuff?
I still use it.
Yeah. Lifelong customer.
I think all the carcinogens, they don't make it anymore. It's a pity.
Listen, I told you I'd never watched any TV as a kid.
Oh, that's right. So I forgot about that. Except for, what was the one? Oh, the Monkees.
The Monkees was my favorite. I loved the Monkees.
All right. Are you talking again? Talk again. Why can I?
Can you hear me?
No.
No, it's not working? No.
Oh, God.
So say all that again.
Starting from where?
Sorry.
Starting from where? Oh, now I can hear myself.
Okay, good.
I was supposed to hear myself the whole time.
Yep.
Well, could they hear me or not?
Nope.
They couldn't hear me?
Nope.
They can hear you, but not me?
So that made the illusion of a weird co-host even better. Totally
I've got
did
an
on
anonymous
purpose.
Co-host, and you will not hear from her at all for the entire episode.
So I had this show called, when I first started the studio, The Austin Hour.
Mm-hmm.
The 30-minute show that feels like an hour. That was the tagline.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little skit show, right?
Yeah.
And the problem was, I never had any people do it with me. So I had to make up a reason why you couldn't hear the other person.
Mm-hmm.
I had Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State.
You were having a dialogue with these people?
Yes, but they didn't turn on her microphone. That was that problem.
All right.
Then I had a 12-year-old, and she only texted me.
Uh-huh.
Then I had Jane Goodall, but they sent the chimpanzees instead of her.
Okay.
So that's how that worked.
How long did that radio show run?
Yeah, it was not long.
Quick one. Well, flash in the pan.
It was really hard. You know, it was half an hour, and I'd write it, do it, and then all the sound effects. Like Madeline Albright, she used to be a bartender. A lot of people know that. And she got the job after a wet t-shirt contest. And she made a lot of drinks on the show. So you would hear the
chink. Yeah. You guys are getting sloshed together.
She did a keg stand.
Wow.
You know, and here she's like in her 70s. I was pretty impressed.
I would be impressed too. Can people still access these shows, or they all?
They should.
Stay in the vault.
That is a good question.
I mean, I feel like you should look one up and go ahead and play it, you know.
You can get it on Spotify.
I'm going to look for it. Austin Show?
No, it's, what is it? Worldwide Global News.
Worldwide Global News. I might have to write that down. I'm going to forget it immediately.
It's a satire site that I made. It's not The Onion. It's a news leak, LEEK.
I think that's very funny.
Yes. Well,
you're a man, what, out of time, before his time? Who are you?
Out of money.
Out of money? I got no prospects.
That's right.
Just living life. Chatting up bartenders.
Can't wait for it to be over.
Doing
it's
my crosswords.
Taking forever.
When the hell is it all going to end?
That's right.
How many IPAs I got to drink before I can't remember the day?
Well, that's a good segue. Let's see here. I got a story about booze.
Okay, now I got to be honest with you all,
yeah,
folks. I didn't want to know very much about this show before I came on.
You did a good job of that.
I stayed relatively in the dark about the whole thing. I have no idea what's about to happen.
All right. Well, I can't find it, so we'll just start with...
Oh, you had a perfect segue. We can't take it.
No. Man. Where's my alcohol story? Jeez. Weird alien. Nicholas Day, baby. Pope. Wow. That's unfortunate. Anyway.
How many stories you got?
I got a lot, but... Oh, there it is. No?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a...
Wait, run it by me. You go search around on the internet.
I go
through
the interwebs.
And you just find, and see, this is the reason I didn't want to have any part of this.
Oh.
That exact process. I don't do any searching around.
No.
Just kind of surfing. I don't do it.
Oh,
got
fine,
better things
fine,
to do with
fine.
My time while I'm waiting to die, you know?
Okay, I'm just going to read you the headline for this.
Okay. Give me the headline.
This is out of Australia. A woman narrowly avoids jail after plotting to sell dead man's toes online.
Dead man's
toes.
That's
another good reason not to go on the internet.
Wait, she was going to sell the toes.
The toes.
And did she have a reason for just the toes?
Okay, one of the rules, we don't really read the articles.
No, you don't read the articles. You have no idea.
No.
Oh, my God, I have so many questions. Why the toes? How many of them? What was she going to charge?
$400. It says here, 48-year-old mother believes she could sell human remains for $400 online. I don't think it's kind of a good price, I guess.
I'm trying to think of what you could use toes for.
I'll tell you what.
Well, a charm necklace. You could dry them
out. You could do that.
Okay, well, that's
But you could also become a member of the Sour Toe Club. Do you know what that is?
I have no idea.
So, in Dawson... in the Yukon territory in Canada, the capital is Dawson, I think. No, it's just a big city. Anyway, there's a bar there, and you go and you order. It's only a certain types of shots, like
toe jam.
No,
nothing to do with toes quite yet.
Not yet.
Okay,
all right.
We'll get there. Okay, I'm all but so interested in these toes.
It's not a real sugary drink. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Right.
Let's say it's vodka.
Okay.
And they put a toe, a miner's toe, in the drink.
Miners, like a coal miner?
Yeah, like a, you know, gold miner from the gold rush.
These are petrified toes? They're
not petrified, but they are old and black and nasty looking, and they go in the drink.
And do you give them back after you finish the drink? Okay,
yes.
You return the toes.
They open up a little velvet box.
Okay.
A friend of mine did this.
This is not true.
Yes.
Mostly true.
No,
this is mostly true.
This is completely true.
Okay, this is completely true.
And you drink the drink, and you don't become a member until the toe touches your lip. Then you're an official Sour Toe member.
And then what do you do after you're
well,
a member?
Well, I guess you never kiss anybody ever again.
You may
but
try.
They've said that they've lost some because people have been so drunk they swallow
their
toe. Oh, my
God, you swallow a Sour Toe?
Yes. And they've had longtime patrons, think of me at Ruby, that would donate their toes after they die.
Oh, you just gave a clue.
Yeah.
No.
No, what?
A clue.
What clue?
Well, you are a patron of Ruby. You're a patron.
Everyone knows it's hardware store and Ruby.
Ruby's, on rotation.
That's right. Tuesday, Ruby. Wednesday, the hardware store. And then repeat.
If you want to find Chris Austin,
exactly.
Here is his exact schedule.
Although, I've been going in Friday on Ruby.
I feel like I've seen you through the window many a time.
Yes. Who hasn't?
Who hasn't seen you in there with your crossword?
Exactly.
Okay, so there's this place. They have toes, and you could become a member. But so this lady's trying to sell.
Online.
And how did she get caught? Do we know? I have so many questions.
Well,
this isn't going to work.
We're moving on.
Okay,
we're
okay, okay, on. Okay. We're just telling little stories about.
Oh, yeah.
Little, okay, okay.
And then.
I'm going to catch on. I'm going to catch on.
So it's that time of year.
It is.
You need to worry about summer penis. doctors issue warning who may be most at risk.
Chris, have you ever had summer penis?
I've had all year penis. Summer there, summer not. But apparently, if you're...
Does it itch?
No, it is a lack of rigidity.
In the summertime.
In the summertime, because... If you're hot
uh-huh.
and your blood vessels dilate to cool you, that if you're on the edge of having a, you know, stiffy,
yep.
for lack
mm-hmm.
of a,
mm-hmm.
that's a medical word, but then they won't get.
Summer penis.
Yeah. But if you're right on the edge, like you're older and your circulatory systems and then you got, oh my God, I got summer penis.
And is this because the blood flow gets...
Because it is diverted and the vessels are expanded and there's more blood at the surface of your whole body.
The penis becomes less important in terms of the whole rest of the body.
I mean, thanks, Summer.
And then is there a cure? Do they have a medication for that?
Well, it's,
can you take a pill?
It's called winter.
Winter penis. You know, all the ladies love a winter penis. They do, I'll tell you.
I think just the regular boner pills.
Boner pills?
Yeah.
For summer penis.
Yeah.
Boner pills for summer penis.
Brought to you by Christian Love God Church. Let me see what we got else here. Oh, this is a great one. This is about usually half of our show, Florida Man.
Okay. This is when your other co-host would ring the bell.
Ring the bell. Florida Man...
Unnamed Florida Man, just Florida Man
in a meth-fueled rampage was bitten by an alligator.
Okay.
And beat the alligator off.
He beat the living daylights out of it?
Yep.
Man, I'd love to wrestle an alligator.
Well,
I would love to wrestle an alligator.
This did not end well for him.
What'd he lose? A toe?
Well, he lost his life because he got
died?
Out of the pond and charged the police and tried to steal a gun out of the police car.
To shoot the alligator.
To shoot the police people.
Oh, he's trying to shoot the police
dropped
people.
He had shears, like,
good
you
God.
Know, big scissors.
Yeah.
He ran at them and they were going to tase him, but then he grabbed, like, they got a rifle in the car.
Yeah.
And he tried to grab that and they...
Man, see, now, if he hadn't been on meth, right, the whole story would have ended differently, I think.
You just don't make proper... A man went home and read a book.
Yeah, you don't make great decisions on meth. You don't. I mean, all of that could have been avoided.
It looks
the
good
alligator
on paper.
Possibly was, you know, just...
They may have been on meth as well.
May have been on meth.
That's how he got meth, by eating the meth guy.
Wow. Well, what happened to the alligator? No mention.
Oh,
he went home with a black
just
eye.
Just paroled.
Paroled. Alligator's fine.
Charges dismissed.
Alligator's doing all right. Don't you worry about
that's
it.
That's right.
What, Chris, let me ask you a question. If you had to fight off one animal, what would you choose to fight off? Like, something's attacking you and you're like, I'm going to just, like, it's me or this animal. What would you want to face? I had that on my Hinge profile one time. I did. I said, would you rather it be a wolf?
A baby koala bear.
Baby koala bear.
It's got to be something I can beat, right?
Yeah.
A blind baby koala bear.
What kind of jerk beats up a blind baby koala bear? I don't know.
You're looking at him. This guy.
Summer penis man.
Well, I'm telling you, I've always had a very intimate hatred of bears.
Ah, bear.
Because they can do everything. They can climb trees. They can swim.
They can catch a salmon in their mouth.
Yes. I played hockey with a guy, and he said he used to work in Northern Ontario in the summers to avoid summer penis, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on vacation, and his substitute was out with the two of them. They're doing their park ranger stuff, and a bear comes.
Yeah.
And they had these snaps. You know, they throw them on the ground and make a big noise.
Yeah.
Well, they forgot.
You're trying to entice the bear toward you. Yes, like, hey, right. I'm over here.
We're going to mess with your cub. Just say no.
I'm going to go punch your baby in the face. See what happens.
So they went in the water, like into the lake, to avoid it.
Okay, so they're throwing snaps at a bear, and then they go in the water.
And then they go in the water, because he wasn't scared. Like, is that all you got?
Uh-huh.
And they forgot the snaps. That's what it was.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing? And
so they
went in the water, and they would swim down the shore, and they'd start to get out. The bear followed them down the shore.
That's awesome.
Never got in the water, but wouldn't let them get out of the water.
That's what I'd do if I was a bear.
One of them died of hypothermia.
No.
Yep.
That bear knew what he was doing.
Yeah, I know. That's why I hate bears.
Oh, man. That bear had it all figured out. All right. But you wouldn't want to fight one.
No.
Unless it was a baby blind koala.
That's a bear. It's a koala bear.
I hear that. Okay. What's your next news story?
Okay. Georgia High School.
Okay.
Cancels The Crucible. You know, that's the play that
school. Yeah, you know, I was in The Crucible in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you weren't in this one.
Well, not in this one. No, they canceled it.
They
shoved me right off stage. They want me to have it.
Well, as you know, the theme is this mass hysteria.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Witchcraft.
Trials and how stupid that is. Well, the reason it was canceled was because of mass hysteria.
Okay, tell me
The
more.
People in the town thought the play brought demonic forces to the area.
Wow.
And they canceled it.
What was going on that they thought that?
They're stupid. That's what's going on.
They might have had good reason.
No, they didn't.
They didn't have good reason? Nobody does anything without a good reason, Chris.
Have you been in the South? It sounds like you've been in the South.
Everybody does everything for a perfectly good reason.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We've all got our reasons.
Well,
okay, they canceled the show, the play.
Yeah.
Because they thought, well, you know, I think they made the best choice, ultimately.
Well,
you can't just let demonic forces loose. You got to shut that down. I can't say that word. What you going to... You got to shut that goat down.
She said poop. I'll bleep it out.
Oh, yeah. Can I say God?
Yeah.
Oh, I can say God. Okay.
Unless there's demonic forces. here it is. The alcohol one.
Okay.
The least,
we were going to lead off with this.
Yeah,
now we're coming back around to it. Okay.
The least bad alcohol. What do you think it is?
Well, let's define bad. What do you mean bad?
Not good.
Like not great for your health? Not great for your liver?
For health reasons.
Least bad alcohol.
Yep.
There's a lot of different alcohols. I guess I'd say beer.
Okay, well... Dr. Buzzkill here from the Mental Health Institution for Addiction says all of it.
No, do not tell me that. All of it's bad in any amount?
In any amount. It
says
all of it breaks down to acetaldehyde.
I don't want to know
which can damage your DNA.
No, I don't want to know any of it.
I don't either.
Okay, so just drinking any alcohol is just terrible for your health. Well, why didn't anyone tell me this before?
I don't know. Somebody should have told, you know, the Mead Hall guys with, you know, Grendel, like, hey, we don't want to get in. Don't make this a habit.
Humans have been drinking since, well, I mean, we've been up on two legs. I mean, I think as soon as we started shedding all that fur, we started drinking.
Hey, you know how they found that out?
I'm pretty sure.
Lice.
Lice.
They found out lice because... Wait, this is such an... Lice tell us so much.
Do they?
Yes, because... When we had hair, there was one species of lice because it would go boop, boop, boop. Just go anywhere it wanted to, right?
You can just travel around.
But when we lost hair, it remained in our nether regions and on our head.
Mm-hmm.
And now those are two different species of lice.
Wow.
You got your crabular lice and your head lice. And so genetically, they...
Crabular lice?
Yes. They figured out when they separated.
Yeah.
So the last common ancestor, which was the body, the whole lice... What'd they say? Like 2 million years ago?
Wow.
And then it gets better because now we have body lice again.
Yeah.
But it lives in our clothes, right? Not on our skin.
Yeah. And so it's a whole different kind of lice.
It's a third species. And then they figured out when we started wearing clothes because when that third, it came from.
That's fantastic.
Yes. It really is an interesting story.
And they can find these lice. They're just kind of fossilized. I mean, how do they find?
Well, no, just the present day lice.
Present day lice, and they'll just trace it back.
Yeah, there's a molecular clock that they can kind of say.
How you know all this?
I don't know.
Well, where you gather so much information? That is amazing.
I'm full of something.
You can just keep talking all day long, can't you? You never
about
stop.
My lice. Well, you want to see one?
Wait, how did we get started on that? Oh, drinking. We were talking about drinking. I don't think anybody listening to this, well, maybe there's one or two that don't care that drinking's bad for your health. But like, I think that's the kind of information you don't want to give people. You know, it keeps people happy, keeps people going.
And you know,
it
is yeast poop that is making us happy.
Yeast poop is making us happy.
Yep. Alcohol is the byproduct.
Oh, yeah, right. No, I know that. I do sourdough. I do
kombucha. Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I drink all kinds of bacterial off gases. Oh, yeah. I'm all about it.
Wow, you should write for a culinary magazine.
I should just start a cookbook, Bacterial Off Gases and the Health Benefits
my
of Such.
Phrasing.
My daddy done told me to just eat a spoonful of sourdough starter when I'm making my waffles, and I do. I mean, as I'm growing the stuff, I'm just eating it. Look at me, picture of health. Doesn't matter how much I drink, you can't take me out. You can't take me out. Tell me I'm wrong. I'll fight a bear.
Abundantly clear.
I'll fight a bear. Ain't no baby koala bear neither.
Yeah, no, sir.
No blind baby koala bear.
I'll buy a crocky gator too, man. So, Birmingham Pub, and I think this is Birmingham, England, not Birmingham Alabama. But what they have done... So, you probably haven't urinated in the men's room on the ferry, I'm guessing.
I haven't yet.
But they have this big trough.
Oh.
Okay.
That's oftentimes what they give you to pee in, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's not individual things. It's a trough.
Can I ask a question about that? Is it hard to learn as a boy to pee next to other men in a trough, or is it just natural?
I've never done it.
You've never done it?
Somebody
you going to the stall?
I got trough penis.
I'm a shy peer. I don't think I could do it.
I am too.
I don't even like people hearing I've gotten better, but I used to.
When I go to the bathroom, I don't like being in there with me.
With yourself.
Yes. So.
Okay.
No,
so
I guess
no troughs
I didn't
for you.
Really think of it.
No?
I think kids, you know,
you
guys
do what you're
just.
Told.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what you
but
do.
You're out in the woods and you just pee in front
that
of
makes
people.
Sense. Okay. Yeah. All right. Finish your story.
Wow.
Alabama.
Kind of put me way off. No, this is England.
Oh, this
England.
Is England. Right. This ain't
England.
Alabama. Okay.
So, they got the trough,
okay.
And they've made it a memorial to war profiteers.
And you can pee on it?
Yep.
That's smart.
Yeah. So, what the inscription says, may the cowards who profit off misery, genocide, and murder.
Holy hell, really?
Rest in. Okay, there it is.
Can you say it?
Nope.
You can't?
Nope. It's right.
Oh, you didn't show me this whole list.
I should have saw you.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay.
You can't say
I can read it upside down. Okay. You can't say that.
Nope.
That's a bodily fluid.
I know.
Can I say blood?
Well, I think urine has got a substitute. Well, I mean, you're going to get crude about
it. The scientific, okay.
May they rest in urine for all eternity. And that's the inscription. They got names of all these profiteers.
Is this in a park?
No, it's in a pub.
Oh, it's in a pub. Okay. Well, I like it.
I do too. I think it's a great idea.
I think it's great.
And you know who was a great war profiteer? Was the guy, what the heck is his name? He started the Boy Scouts.
Okay.
He sold arms to both sides in World War One. Baden Powell, something like that.
He's like, well, anybody got money, I'll say something. I don't know a whole lot about it, but weren't there a lot of like, just inventions that came out of like supplying materials for war?
Oh, yeah.
Like, and technologies and, things. I mean, there's positives that come out of it. Right? I mean, that's advancement.
Well, okay. Better explosives and stuff.
Steel fabrication. You know, look at airplanes. I mean,
okay.
You know
well,
what
it
I mean?
Does accelerate ways to kill other people. I give you that.
Well, I mean, it gets you from here to England as well, is what it does. You ain't getting there. You're not going to swim.
Here's a cool story.
Ships, you know?
Yeah. Well, here's a cool story.
Okay.
When I took organic chemistry in college, there weren't that many chemicals back then, but he told this very interesting story of Germany in the 30s was the biggest, this was World War One. So they were the biggest worldwide supplier of this dye, to dye clothes.
Yeah.
And it was dinitrotoluene. And so DuPont, DuPont Chemical, they went to the U.S. government and to the England, and they said, hey, dinitrotoluene is one molecule away from trinitrotoluene.
And what's that do?
That's TNT.
Does that burn your skin off?
That blows
up.
That blows up real good. So he said, all of these dye factories, once war breaks out, they're all going to be munitions factories.
And it was right.
And it was right. They had such an advantage on the Allies because
they're all set up.
Yeah, they're all set up, and they're making explosives like nobody's business. Well, that's smart, though.
Well, that's super smart.
let's see here. Oh, I got a local story.
Okay. Vashon or just
Seattle police.
Seattle police.
Stranger crashes rooftop party, steals alcohol, and threatens guests with a gun. That's kind of the trifecta right there, man.
First, he steals the alcohol.
He goes to a rooftop party.
And he starts drinking. Why didn't he just start mingling? I mean, it's a party, grab a drink. It's bad for your health. Everyone knows that now. You let the cat out of the bag. Any alcohol is bad for you.
I got a case of summer penis. I'm angry at the world.
Okay, so. You got summer penis. You have access to a gun. You sneak into a party. Nobody's talking to you.
No.
You're hanging out on the sidelines. People are like, who's that guy,
The guy with the summer penis. Yeah,
summer penis man's hair. It's a little... That hurt your feelings,
You gotta be
maybe
sensitive.
Maybe you try and sneak off with some beer. You're like, well, maybe I'd rather be on my own. And then someone tries to stop you. And
you will be better all by yourself in solitary.
Just, keep your gun in your pocket.
Yeah.
Along with your summer penis. You don't need to go waving that around.
They'll think one is the other.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe. I'm curious about the summer penis thing.
You're probably
wondering.
I think
we should have callers call in and say, I had a summer penis.
Yeah. But... we don't have that capability.
It's not a young man's thing.
No, not really.
Huh. I'm going to have to ask some folks.
It's guys that do well in the winter, summer.
not so much.
Hey, I just want to be alone now. I need some me time, ladies.
Right when all the skin comes out.
That's right.
Oh, it's too much. Me and my penis got to have a break. Why can you say penis but not all the other stuff?
I don't know.
Well, penis is the word. You
it
can't
is
say
the medical,
probably some of the other words.
You could say organ of virility, but that
organ
takes a while.
Congenital. Organ of congenital virility. You don't want to add those words.
Hey, guess what's happening in Iceland?
Okay. You want me to really guess?
I'm scared now.
Why don't you go ahead and tell me? Is there bears?
Do they have bears
in Iceland?
They got
Icelandic bears?
They got
wolves?
They got elves.
They got elves. Well,
I think 80% of the population believes in elves.
80%.
It's a weird. Iceland's really weird. They have these genealogy books that you have to look in, because it is such a small population that has been isolated for so long, you're likely to be a cousin.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The population's that small?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
And one of their favorite, a traditional food at Christmas, it's got a really weird name, but it's a Greenland shark. You think, okay, big deal. Well, this shark, its muscle is so full of ammonia, they kill it, they drag it on shore, and they bury it for 3 weeks.
Wow.
And then the ammonia seeps out of the muscle, and then they prepare it. But it's still so ammonia-y.
Is there nothing else to eat there? Is that all they got? I mean, can they
maybe
grow?
That's how it started.
Maybe they're like, well.
But I'm like,
I'm hungry.
If you got to bury your food before you eat it.
You got problems. You might want to learn how to grow a carrot or some spinach or something.
Let's go to Greenland. Yeah.
What does this have to do with elves? They just believe in them. Some of them are descendants of,
yes,
probably.
Okay. Elf cousins. You don't want to see that, man.
Okay, what's going on in Greenland?
Well, they're moving a rock.
Okay. From one place to another.
It.
They're moving a rock.
There's a very important rock.
How big's a rock?
It is about as big as a Volkswagen.
Okay.
And it
manpower?
Manpower.
Are they lifting it?
They're using tools.
They got some technologies?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it fell. It rolled down the hill about 10 yards. And they're putting it back.
To where it came from before they started to move it.
Yep. Well, no, they weren't moving. It fell on itself.
Oh, if it moved on its own. They're moving it back to where it came from. Because that rock's been there a long time. That rock just stayed there. Now, there was no earthquake. There was nothing that kind of rattled. It just kind of moved.
It wasn't an unnatural thing. It's just erosion, that.
Yeah.
And it fell down about 10 feet. And you're like, you know what? We got to put this rock
down. We ain't got nothing better to do. Our shark is buried. We're hungry. We're waiting for that thing to leach all its damn ammonia. Alcohol's bad for us.
Well,
let's go move a rock. Are they succeeding?
Is it going slow? It was a popular rock to sit on.
Oh. And they don't like the new placement, maybe.
They don't.
They could plant some flowers around there. They could make it real nice. Put a bench.
A kiosk or something.
They could start up a whole story around how that rock moved. Could become
elves.
Lore. Let's get some lore going.
Lore and mercy.
Let's get some lore going around that rock. Well, you know, I wish them the best of luck. I do. They have a lot of time to work on it. When's winter?
Oh, I think it's all year.
All year winter?
Yeah.
Now, I heard something about Greenland and Iceland. Let me run it by you.
Okay.
Greenland is actually quite cold, even though it's called Greenland. And Iceland is actually not covered in ice.
You know why they did that?
Why'd they do that? I heard this somewhere along the line. I believe it ever since. Why did they do that?
Well, the people that found, you know, the Vikings that found Iceland, they liked it. So they called it Iceland so nobody else would go.
Okay.
And Greenland, they wanted people to move there.
Oh, luscious Greenland. Yeah. How'd that work out?
Well, it was okay for a while.
Until people were like, wait a minute, we're on to you.
Until the internet, and they emailed them back and said, hey, whoa.
Listen here, Vikings. You've been messing us up for too long.
For hundreds of years. Okay, hold on.
How's this working out for you not having me have any news stories? Because normally you have a co-host. They're come prepared with, you know, their own material. You're having to work real hard
Lesson
here.
Lesson learned.
You ain't never having me back.
No. No, sir.
Too much work.
Dang it. I got a good story. But I got to turn off my ad blocker. It's not going to show me anything.
Well, you know, now that I know how it works, I bet next time I could come up with something.
Okay.
I bet I could come up with something.
Well, I think I told you one of my other co-hosts came.
Yeah.
For her first time, she brought one story.
And you hadn't come prepared with 20. All did you guys talk about?
Let's see here. Teen condom use is falling for a disturbing reason.
No.
According to a sexual health expert. Where do you get that title? Whew. It's decreased significantly during the past decade, according to studies, and it What's the reason?
It doesn't tell you the
reason. Oh, it's way down in the article.
Oh, you got to read the whole thing. Okay, why? I can wait because I'm curious. I'll wait. I bet the general public will wait.
The 30% wrote neither condom nor contraceptive. What?
Missing much of a story.
Experts explained that a lack of sexual education.
Well, now this is a problem.
Now we're getting somewhere. And diminished access to contraceptive methods are to blame for the troublesome trend. However, one sex educator has now argued that pornography and OnlyFans also appear to be influencing teens to skip using condoms.
Because they ain't seen it being used.
I'm not familiar with this pornography thing, and I can't afford OnlyFans. So,
I ain't got $30 to spend on you. Looks like you got $30.
I'm not
going to
have you do something I can do myself, okay?
Something I can think about you doing without having to see it.
Well, here's the thing.
I get it. I mean, if you don't know about condoms, you don't have access to them, you ain't going to use them.
Sex
you know?
Education.
You're not seeing it in the TV shows. You're not seeing it, you know, on the OnlyFans.
You know, I don't buy the pornography thing because
they actually it's do been use condoms.
Well,
pornography.
Sometimes
I've
I do.
Seen it.
Sometimes I do. But I mean, it's been around. I mean, it's been around for thousands of years, right? These little figurines they would get from the Neolithic times, and they were these voluptuous women. And I'm thinking, you know, they say they're a fertility goddess. And I'm like, no, no, no. You found that under some teenager's deerskin mattress.
No.
But they've never used condoms. So I don't think that's a good reason to say, oh.
Well, now, condoms date back thousands of years. They do. They sure do. It's a fact. They made them out of sheepskin.
You know, hundreds of years, not thousands.
Thousands. Come on, thousands. They've been using condoms.
Well, they were reusable. And that's got to.
That
you think about
things.
You go to the laundromat, you leave a sock in the dryer. It gets real weird when you leave your reusable condom in the.
Well, now, and I have a thing about condoms. I mean, think about where they end up. You know, I mean, everybody's out just having sex and using condoms, and they're just going to end up in the polar bear's,
what?
You know,
everybody?
Crawl.
Really?
Yeah,
everybody?
Well.
That makes me feel bad.
I felt that way during COVID about the glove thing, you know. Oh, my God.
That's
you know what's going to happen with all those rubber gloves?
Turtle's
there's
nose.
Floating around the ocean now. Thank you for staying alive.
Well, that's why we have no polar bears. They can't
no
get these condoms.
Bears. I know. Condoms are stuck in their
condoms.
Throat.
No, they're using them.
Well, and now let's do some condom promotion right now. I mean, if you're going to, how would you go about phrasing that to get it? My other question is teenage pregnancy rising and are STIs on the rise or is it really not a problem? Are they really kind of figuring it out? I don't know.
They're not going to figure
not,
it out.
They're not. They're teenagers. They're not.
No, they're going to. I mean, I can't imagine growing up with access to all the weird stuff a kid today has on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I had to go buy a magazine.
Right.
And I don't know the business model of it now.
Like, who's making any money?
Yeah, who's making the money? I mean, you can see pornography to the end of infinity for free, where back in the day, you had to rent a video, you had to buy a magazine.
You had to go sneak off into the woods on your own. Oh, it's available.
It's a different time.
Yeah, and who's making the money? People are making money, though.
I know.
They wouldn't be doing it if they weren't making money.
Exactly.
I so
I don't know where it comes in. I mean, I hope they're making money. You know, they deserve it.
They make a living wage.
Yeah. How do we get on that?
Well,
that's meth for
that's
you.
Meth. But the condom thing, I mean, you know, on Vashon, you have easy access to that. We don't have that problem here. Well, I don't know if we have that problem here, but I mean, they've got them in the school. They got them.
Really?
Teen council. You know, they educate people on where you can get
yes,
those from. They
well,
have them in the nurse office.
You know, the Dove Project
nice.
Does a wonderful job of
the Dove
access
does a wonderful
to
job.
That. Group of people.
Teen Council's an amazing
yes,
program.
Yep,
and really
I really do, I really think
that's
so.
Great.
Anyway, so.
Well, I wish them the best because, you know, I just don't think you don't want to get messing around with STIs. I mean,
you don't
want to do that. And you don't want to get pregnant or get someone pregnant. I mean, that's a wait till later, you know, just be smart. Be smart.
I got one person pregnant.
Mm.
I was in dental school, and there was a medical school student, two apartments down. We lived in the big multi apartments, and we started seeing each other, and then you know, the time
you know,
came.
One thing led to another.
I did not have summer penis, no, so I'll tell you that.
Sun was not shining.
So she said, a couple months, you know, going on, she comes in and she says, sit down. I sat on a beanbag chair. And she said, well, here's why I was so happy. Because when we started discussing condoms or contraception, she said, she was about 10 years older. She started medical school a little later. And she said, I can't get pregnant. And all I heard after that was, what? She said, in fact, I don't know how invasive I want them to get to figure out why. And she was in her OBGYN rotation at that moment. But all I heard was, I can't get pregnant.
You're like, oh, game's on.
Yep. So a couple months goes by, I'm sitting in the beanbag chair, and she says, I'm pregnant. And she says, and I'm bringing my old boyfriend back to raise it. What? And what? I mean, it was such a weird thing because I was in no position to raise a kid.
Was this, this came out of nowhere?
I never heard of this boyfriend.
Oh my gosh.
And sure enough, there's the boyfriend. You know, he's coming and going, coming and going.
Raising your kid? You have a kid out there somewhere?
No, no, no. And then about 6 weeks goes by, knock on the door, and she's got cookies. I'm like, yeah, hi. She said, well, I had a miscarriage.
I brought you cookies.
Boyfriend's gone. Maybe we could try again. I'm like, get the hell out of here. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. What a nut job.
Yeah. She was.
I mean, I don't want to cast
no, she's a pediatrician.
Nothing, she's a pediatrician. Well, I wonder what was going on in her brain. She didn't think you was going to be a fit parent, is what happened. Yeah, that's all it was. It wasn't personal. It was not personal.
Well,
she just did not see you as a daddy.
May have been correct on that. No,
she
I mean.
She done you a favor, and then she came back and said, hey, we were having a great time.
We're good, right?
And you turned her down. Next thing you know.
Yeah, that was, yeah, but that's the only time.
Wow. And it's doing pretty good, actually,
in fact,
I guess.
It was.
I've never got anybody pregnant. I
well,
tried.
You tried?
Oh, yeah, I've been going at it.
Well, some people have all the luck.
Haven't had any luck.
Can't be
due to my summer penis, though.
maybe one or two more stories.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do-do. Let's see. Okay. Unusual lost and found urn with ashes found at Wisconsin movie theater.
Okay. What in a seat. People left the movie theater.
I guess
the
movie was so bad, they walked out. Oh, maybe he'll like it.
Well, now let's think about it. Maybe that's, you know, you're going to got to leave the ashes somewhere. Maybe it's that person's
that
favorite
last,
movie.
Yeah, last wish.
Dying wish is to be left in a movie theater. They can just watch it. They should leave it there, I think, is what they should do. Don't do anything. Leave it.
I mean,
maybe that person really loves the movies and they just, you know, their loved one is like, listen here, mama. I'm going to take you one last movie. I'm going to leave you there. I can't afford to keep taking you out to movies. You're dead. You know, I love you all.
That inheritance is not.
I love you to death. I'll take you one last movie. I'm going to leave you there. Well, I wonder what happened.
Yeah, well, it's probably in the story, but you know.
Oh, we ain't reading all the way through that. Oh, who can be bothered?
They're dead. Come
all
on.
That information. Who needs it? Who needs it? All you need is the headlines. I used to do that during COVID. I'd just read the headlines.
Yeah.
I was waiting for all hell to break loose. Some people say it did.
It did.
Some people say it did.
U.S. students.
I missed that part. I stopped reading.
U.S. students declining math scores are sobering, experts say.
Sobering.
Well, I think alcohol is.
It's bad for you, is what we hear.
It's bad for math scores, too.
Bad for math scores. Maybe they need to start drinking. Get the loosen up the brain a little bit. You know what I mean? Go with, give them each a beer as they head on into the math class. Just say loosen up, limber up, you know, do some stretches, do some facial exercises, and just, you know, you sit down in a chair with a pencil, and everything shuts down.
Well,
everything shuts down.
In fact, you have a good point, because at Microsoft, they have, well, they call it the whiskey room or something.
Oh, I love it.
So when a programmer gets stuck.
They just go and do shots.
They go and they have a drink.
And it kind of,
you know, gets them out of, gets them past the.
Yeah.
I do that a lot, but I don't program. But yeah.
You do have a whiskey room though.
It's called Ruby Brink. I got a couple of them.
So wait, what, math scores are declining and it's not good.
Yeah.
Well, do we need to know how to do math? Oh, if the computers know how to do math, do we need to know how?
That's right. Computers will do it.
I mean, ultimately.
Yeah. Well, we got to your A1 now. Did you hear that story?
No, I did not. What is that? A1?
Yeah.
Not the steak sauce.
No. Yeah. So the new Secretary of Education.
Okay.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Mahone? She was the old WWF owner.
Okay.
Well, she gives a lecture about how we're using A1 in kindergarten and in primary school. And people are looking at her and thinking, you mean AI, right? But she was saying A1.
And she kept saying it?
She kept saying it 3 or 4 times. It wasn't like a misspoken thing.
And nobody stopped her and clarified.
No, not till after the lecture. And then a lot of people clarified. Like, how stupid are you? So I saw this story on Jimmy Kimmel, and he went out on the street in Hollywood, and they get these kids, and they say, here's some A1 to help you in school. Uh-huh. And they give them a bottle of the steak sauce, and they're like looking at him and looking back like, what? Like, okay, well, you don't want to learn. That's your problem. Right, it's on you.
So. We'll give you a beer next time. See how that works out.
And you sober up and get your math scores up.
We need to do some scientific experiments, you know, have separate tests, you know, kids going into separate rooms and give them like one a beer and one an A1, you know, A1. And see what happens.
Do you know what a meat shot is?
I do know what a meat, you know what, I found that out really recently. It's delicious.
I found out on one of my tours.
Okay. Did someone tell you?
No, they did it.
They did a meat shot?
We were on a bus. It was like all these.
I brought some meat and we're going to do a shot?
Yeah. And they.
What'd you think?
There was 30-somethings of islanders, right? They all knew each other. Yeah. And we all did a tour together. And I'm in my little tour outfit and I'm doing it. And one of them, they brought in so much booze.
Uh-huh.
And they said, you want to do a meat shot? And I'm like, I don't know what that is, but it doesn't sound like you can do it in public. And so, but after
I've been trying to get ladies to do meat shots with me.
But so after, and you tell me if this is what your experience is.
We might be talking about two different things.
Maybe.
Okay.
But after it, they did it, and it was, they put A1 on your hand.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did
you do whiskey?
Yeah, it was bourbon.
Bourbon and steak.
Yeah. It's like a tequila.
You lick the A1.
Take the shot, and then eat the cube of steak.
Yeah.
It was genius.
It's fantastic.
Wow.
Fantastic. How many did you do? A couple.
I was driving the bus.
Couple of few.
No, thank God we had a bus driver. But yeah, that was, I don't know why that's not more popular.
I don't know. I hadn't heard about it until real recently, and I'd loved it.
Where'd you hear about it?
Well, no, I can't say. That might give things away.
Ooh. All right. Well, I think we're out of time.
Well, we did it. We didn't have to play music or nothing.
No.
You don't have to cut me off, Maya.
Well, yeah, it was coming. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
For coming on the show. You can come back anytime. We got to do a live one.
Live one would be
fun. You can
fun.
Clean that mouth of yours up.
I only said one bad word, I think.
Oh, two.
Two? Oh, yeah, I did. Yep, they're both right there. They're both right there on the list.
Yep.
Okay.
You got to go for all 7?
You go for all 7, yeah. I only hit 2 of those this time. A couple of those I just would never say out loud.
Out loud. I would think them.
I could think them, but I ain't never going to say them. One of those I say quite often in my daily life. Okay, well, thank you for having me
on. Yes, and thank you, Vashon. This has been the Mostly True Radio Show, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Yay! No one died.